there's been a long period of time within the UN where policies and reports have been issued with regard to sexual exploitation and abuse in this context. But there wasn't really that focus on the victims. It was sort of all in the mix, but this role is to give a voice to the victims. I like to say we want to translate a victim into a survivor. And to translate a victim into a survivor, you need to ensure that from the very moment that the victim can complain, the victim knows where to complain, the complaint will be taken seriously, investigated seriously, and any immediate assistance requirements or long-term assistance requirements will be met, and hopefully there will be accountability through justice.
You were recently in Central African Republic. Mm-hmm. This was your first mission to meet victims and communities affected mm-hmm. by sexual exploitation and abuse. What lessons did you learn from your mission?
I learned that in context of poverty, insecurity, and general lack of enjoyment of human rights, these sorts of issues can occur and occur much more easily than in other contexts. I learned that the context also colours what may be the reaction of those who are working in that area. And I learned that the human spirit is resilient. I spoke to communities, and I think what was disturbing for me is that violence seems to be a part of the way people live in the Central African Republic. With regard to the victims to whom I spoke, I was really struck by they wished for justice, they wished for accountability, but they weren't sitting around waiting for it. They were getting on with their lives, assisted by one of the programs, UNICEF, and by implementing partners.
There are also local mm-hmm. Victim rights advocates.
Yes, that's right.
What is their role and how do you work with them?
Good example is how I worked with the VRA in Central African Republic. She and I met with the victims. She and I spoke with those who were involved in the investigations of some. And then she and I will follow up on the various cases. But she will do the on-the-ground work and, of course, deal with the funds and programs in other parts of the UN.
In 5 years' time, where do you see the situation of the UN response to sexual exploitation and abuse? Can it be eradicated? Will it ever be eradicated?
5 years, difficult to say. All I hope is that during that five-year period that we will see people who have had these things happen to them rise up and be able to talk about their situation, not suffer from stigma, not suffer from fear and be able to report. The shame and the stigma should lie on the perpetrator, not on the victim. And we hope with this, well, I could say I'm confident, but I'm very hopeful that with this focus on the rights, the wishes, the desires of the victim, that we'll move towards that eradication. But I really hope that we can say this is not inevitable conduct